In some ways, the financial services sector is still stuck in the 60s. You can't open some accounts without a 60-minute meeting at a branch. And in some ways, it's almost unrecognizably modern. I almost wept when I first deposited a check using my phone. It was so amazing. New innovations in technology and changing customer preferences are shifting what financial institutions do and how they do it. So where can and can't technology replace people? Joining us now is President and CEO of the Toronto Financial Services Alliance, Jennifer Reynolds. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
It's a big question. There is a lot of Canadians who work in this industry, mm-hmm. and every Canadian is a customer of the industry in some form or another. You and PwC did a study titled Unlocking the Human Opportunity. What was the objective? What did you want to find out?
Well, what we were looking at is obviously in our industry, there has been a lot of change, as you alluded to, and technology is taking on an ever-increasing role. And there is this whole debate about how many jobs will be lost or replaced, or are we replacing people with machines, like a robo-advisor, for instance.
Yeah.
So the debate was, are those jobs going to be replaced with something different, or do they just disappear? And so we did this study to sort of understand what the jobs of the future were, and then hopefully to understand what we needed to make sure we needed coming out of universities and in terms of the talent pool. So when we went out and did the study, the good news is we found that there are going to be new jobs in the future.
Okay.
So
many of our listeners are saying
robots aren't taking over the world.
Yep.
We are actually going to need some people out there. It's just that the skill sets of the future are actually quite different. So we need to think about how we're going to retool the workforce for that.
So we're going to talk about skills in a second, but what kinds of things can a machine never replace?
Really, communication, emotional intelligence, innovation, critical thinking, all those types of things are what we realize that can never come from AI, from artificial intelligence. AI is great for understanding processes and completing processes over and over again. So we don't need people who are doing those jobs, which were doing the same processes over and over and over. Machines can replace a lot of that. But when you do walk into that branch and you do need help, you actually need a person who can communicate with you, who can understand your needs and be empathetic to your needs and make sure you have a good customer experience. Because if they don't have that, they can just walk across the road and go to a different bank, right?
Now, many of us don't go to branches very often. So how do you think about humans in the context of people who literally may never go into a branch over the course of a given year?
I still think we need solutions for those people. So you may do everything on your phone, for instance. But there has to be a person thinking about what is it that you want delivered to you? How is it going to be effective for you? What's going to make you a happy customer at the end of the day? And that takes someone thinking about that customer experience. And again, a machine can't really do that. That takes people to understand that. So what we found was that people really need to have technical competencies, definitely. I mean, digital acumen, data, these types of things. But at the end of the day, it was the problem solving, the creativity, the innovation that they could bring on top of that was valuable.
You highlight a number of skills: human experience skills, reimagining skills, pivoting skills, future currency skills. Mm-hmm. What is reimagining? What is a reimagining skill? It sounds a little like a made-up word.
It does. A consulting word, perhaps.
Yeah.
But really what it is innovation, right? The ability to be a critical thinker, to problem solve, but do it in a different way, not to sort of learn, you know, perhaps the way we did in the past at school. We learned how to solve problems in the same way over and over again. When I went to university, at least, I'm dating myself. I think today people need to be challenged to come up with new solutions for things. And we have to make sure our universities are actually teaching that way so that there isn't just one solution or way of doing things. There's a new way, and that's encouraged actually today, that we need the new ways of doing things.
What about pivoting skills? Mm-hmm. And I love that you use that phrase. I kind of have a sense for what it means, given that this is financial services. This is not a sector known for innovation. This is not, you know, the startups that emerge from the engineering faculty at University of Waterloo.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to be that, actually, in the future.
So you need some of those people to come over and work in a bank.
We need those people. And yeah, I spend a lot of time actually in universities and our organization trying to convince those people that we need that innovative thinking. So when you think about pivoting, if you think about all of us in our careers and how many jobs we'll have, it's very, very different today. You're going to have a lot more jobs today, and your job descriptions might be quite different relative to, say, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. So you've got to be able to learn new skills. It's just not enough to graduate from university and then, you know, not take anything else for 20, 30 years in your career. People have to be able to change skill sets, acquire new skill sets, be able to go into new jobs, completely new jobs. And that's going to take a lot of management support, right? Because that's challenging for a lot of people to deal with that change. So we're going to need strong managers to help and strong companies to help people navigate that whole constantly changing landscape.
What are future currency skills? Is that like you need to know what Bitcoin is? Is that what you mean?
No, not at all.
Okay, not like that.
Not at all. I think today, if we think about those, it's digital and big data, as I mentioned earlier. But, you know, 5 years from now, that'll be totally different. When my kids are working 10 years from now, who knows what those technical skills will be. The point is you've got to be thinking about what are those future skills and acquiring those skills. It's no longer that you can be that person at work that says, I'll go get the IT guy. I'll get that person to do, the technical elements. We all have to be able to be somewhat technical in our jobs, no matter what our title is.
54% of executives surveyed believe 20% or more of tasks will be automated in their organization in the next 3 to 5 years. That is big change, fast. Mm-hmm. Are banks ready? How did they become ready?
Well, I think that banks are certainly ready. They've been working on this, and they've been spending, billions literally on technology over the last, every year for the last few years. So I think what we need to think about more is if there are those jobs disappearing, where are the areas where we need people? And there's actually a lot of areas where we do need people. Cybersecurity would be one of them. I actually read a statistic the other day that there's 1 million job openings today globally in cybersecurity. So big data would be another one. We need.
Could you retrain a branch level associate to do that work? I mean, that would seem like a very difficult task to say, yes, we need a body over there, but we need a lawyer and you're trained as a doctor.
Yeah, we need to look at the skill sets that are required right now for jobs, say, in a branch, and what could that person be sort of retooled for? Because you're right, you're not going to be able to retool every single job description for cybersecurity, for instance, right? That's a very specific skill. But we need to be looking at our workforce in a far more creative way than we did in the past and not just say, well, we're going to let those people go. We've got to figure out where we can use them in the organization.
Part of your mandate as an organization is to support attracting and retaining talent. And we talk about that challenge all the time in the technology space. How difficult is that in financial services?
It's the same challenge because it's technology talent to a large degree that we're trying to attract.
You still have to be concerned about them going to the Googles and the Facebooks and moving to the U.S. or wherever they move to.
Absolutely. And let's face it, it's a lot sexier to go work for Google and Apple than a bank.
Yeah, it is.
So we need to make sure that we're creating environments within the banks and creating something that there's a value proposition for those people to say, you know what, I'm going to go work for this bank because they're doing some pretty innovative things.
Interesting. Well, this will be one to watch. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Jennifer Reynolds, President and CEO of the Toronto Financial Services Alliance.